This is Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He's been in office since 2013 after a long career in the House. Senator Markey, welcome back.
Oh, great to be with you. I love being on with you. I love the Berkshires. Just love, you know, having this conversation with you.
So how much focus do you put on Western Massachusetts in your job? What are some of the things that you're working on for Western Mass right now?
Well, you know, the thing about Western Mass is that it's always been a revolutionary part of the state, you know, from the suffragette movement to the abolitionist movement, actually going back to the Revolutionary War, anti-Vietnam, anti-nuclear weapons proliferation, pro-LGBTQ rights, just an amazing. And so that's what I do. I mean, writ large, I'm working on the climate change issues that the Berkshires really are in the national lead in trying to deal with, on LGBTQ issues, and on equity, justice issues in general. We are constantly interacting with Berkshire and Western Mass constituents who are about as insistent, persistent, consistent in fighting to make America better.
So let me follow up, and we'll go back to some of those other issues as we speak here. But there's a real housing crunch in Massachusetts, and particularly in the western end of the state. What should Congress be doing to help alleviate that?
I think that Congress should be trying to get Kamala Harris elected, because she has pledged to build 3 million new homes in the United States. So she's put a number on it. We're going to have to help to finance it. But we do have a housing shortage, and we have to do something about it. And I think that while Donald Trump bloviates about many issues, we don't get the specifics which we need about how they're going to help regular families in our country. And the 3 million new homes that Kamala Harris wants to build is, I think, a good starting point for what is needed. Because Massachusetts is a box office smash for people who want to move to our state, but it's increasing our housing crisis, and we're going to need some help in order to build the extra units we need in order to accommodate all the people who want to move to our great state.
Now, since you raised the question of the election, on some of the economic issues, and we should say, as we speak, it's a very close race, according to polls. But in many polls, people give former President Trump better marks for handling issues like the economy than they do Vice President Harris. As a Democrat and a member of the Senate, how do you respond to that?
Well, I begin by saying on his last day as president, unemployment was 6.4%. Unemployment now, in Massachusetts anyway, is down to 3%. So I would say that if we're going to just be using econometric models to determine who delivered for the country, Joe Biden put in place an economic plan that has delivered. The stock market is at historic highs. The combination of where we are on inflation and unemployment is at historic lows. So he's done a great job on all the things that are necessary, and so low that the Fed lowered interest rates by a half a point.
What was your reaction to that?
They're not afraid of inflation, and they know that we can have even greater economic growth. And by the way, answering your first question, make it easier for people to buy homes with that lower interest rate by a half a point.
So given all of that and, you know, the successes you point to of the Biden term, why do you think this election remains as close as it does?
Well, the country has been divided. Let's be honest. In 2020, Biden versus Trump, it was pretty much a tie. In 2016, Hillary Clinton versus Trump, it was pretty much a tie. Gore versus Bush, pretty much a tie. That's where the country has been for the last quarter of a century. And so that's why the Democrats know that only the paranoid survive, and we have to do the work. You know, we can't agonize. We have to organize. Get our votes out. Deliver our message. Let young people know that the IRA, or the largest climate bill in history, is going to be delivering dollars by the millions out to the Berkshires. in order to install clean energy technologies in town after town, creating jobs, reducing greenhouse gases, and providing kind of the environmental justice, the equity that we've been looking for historically. So we have a job to do. We have 7 weeks to go. We have to deliver the message because Joe Biden has delivered with Kamala Harris on the promise that he made in 2020.
Now, this is our first time speaking since the change atop the Democratic ticket from President Biden to Vice President Kamala Harris. Now that there's been some weeks between that and today, do you feel that Harris is giving your party a better chance to win?
Oh, no question. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are like walking, talking antidepressants every day. The energy level is off the charts. Young people, women, minorities, all across the country. They're up. They're working. She's raised money at an historic level. She's burying Trump in fundraising. The size of her crowds are massive. I've been to some of them. Well, I was out in Pittsfield with the vice president.
At the Colonial Theater, yeah.
Yeah, I spoke right before the vice president just a month and a half ago. And the reception that she receives was almost like Beyonce or Taylor Swift. I mean, there was an energy level in that room that I have very rarely been able to behold. So that is what's happening in every single state and every single community across the country where she's appearing. So, yeah, it's a big change, and by the way, I also think Tim Walz has there's a lot of the Berkshires in him, from where he comes from in Minnesota, that kind of a district. I think he, in his bones, understands what the Berkshires are about, and I think the Berkshires understand who Tim Walz is as well.
Let me ask you this. There's some criticism that the Democratic Party kind of shielded President Biden's, condition or ability, vitality, whatever you want to call it, that got exposed during that first debate with former President Trump. And so does the Democratic Party have some complicity in it getting to, late June before the country got a full picture of, what their president was like now running for a second 4 years?
No, I don't think so. I actually had an hour-long conversation with him in April. He invited me to go to Northern Virginia to a Civilian Conservation Corps facility, and he invited me and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to go with him because following my recommendation, he was going to announce an American Climate Corps, 20,000 young people going out, engaging in conservation, climate change activity all across the country. And there's going to be 20,000. By the way, Peace Corps has 8,000 people in it. This is going to be 20,000 people. And so I got a chance for actually longer than an hour, maybe an hour and a half, to be with him, talking to him about a full range of issues. And he was impressive. So that was my near-term experience with him. Unfortunately, he didn't do as well in that debate as he could have. And it took him 3 weeks, but then in 3 weeks, he decided that he would step aside, which I think really was courageous, and he deserves a lot of credit. But we're in the Kamala Harris Democratic Party era now, okay? And we're all on board, and this train is moving, an all-electric train, by the way, moving 100 miles an hour towards her election.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is a Democrat. And when we come back for our next conversation, Senator Markey, let's pick it up right there.
Hey, good. Looking forward to it.